In the studio today, we have local musher Frank Moe, and he's back from his epic journey to St. Paul by dog sled. Moe and his team of sled dogs arrived at the Capitol Thursday, March 8th, where they delivered petitions signed by more than 13,000 Minnesotans who oppose sulfide mining. Welcome home, Frank.
Good morning, Mark.
Congratulations on the trip.
Yeah, thanks. It was more than I anticipated, but it's out, you know, when you do a big project like that, it's almost better that you don't know what's in store for you before you head out.
What are some of the highlights?
So many. You know, actually just leaving here at Grand Marais, looking back over my shoulder at such a, you know, our home now, so much support coming out, and then actually running that team right through town, you know, having Odin in front of me with the snowmobile and he and Adam lead me up the road and then up the trail. Once we got on the snowmobile trail out of town, I just had this feeling, you know what? I think we're going to pull this thing off, you know? So that was pretty great. And that trail, the snowmobile trail out of town here, is beautiful. And I hadn't been on it actually before, you know, just right out of town. So many other things. Obviously, coming down the trail into Lester Park in Duluth, huge rally there. A lot of people from Grand Marais went down, and thank you all showed up. But the dogs were so wound up, and all the media was there. It just had this real kind of frenetic atmosphere and a charged event, feeling like, you know what, we've got a lot of power here. You know, we can actually work to bring about some change on this issue. And then leaving, I just had this quite a sense of elation, you know, and I had been so worried about going in and out of Duluth. You know, there's so many traffic crossings, and logistically it was a lot, even more than going into St. Paul, or about the same anyway. And coming back up the trail there, and, you know, just as I was about to leave, an eagle flew over the top, you know, in Lester Park, and that seemed to follow us everywhere. It was crazy. I don't know if you saw the event here at Harbor Park, but just as I was leaving the microphone, an eagle was circling behind there. Stefan caught that. And every event we had, that was the same thing. There was an eagle at the site just as we were leaving. It was pretty remarkable. And the last morning, so we're in north of Stillwater at the head of the Gateway Trail, Pine Point Park. And looking down at the trail, there was some ice, and then it was pavement. You know, we got 20 miles of pavement between there and the Capitol, 2.5 hours. And just thinking, well, we just got to do it. You know, I'm going to be doing some running. These 46-year-old feet are going to get some work. again, you know, an eagle soared right over the top of us, and it started to snow. And we didn't have a lot of snow. We had an eighth of an inch, a quarter of an inch of snow, but just enough to glaze the trail to just let us slide on into the Capitol. So somebody was looking out for us. You know, there was some force at work that allowed us to make it to St. Paul. And these dogs that brought us down there, really, they're the ones that gave us this chance to look at this issue. You know, it seems that Minnesotans who are paying attention now are taking a pause and getting more information. And if this dog team hadn't done so well, you know, they ran us right through the streets of St. Paul, right up to the steps of the Capitol. And they were the show, you know. So getting off the dog team there at the Capitol, just looking at this team who knew they had done something remarkable. You know, it was they were all smiling, tails in the air, and, you know, aren't we great? You could see it in their faces. That was pretty overwhelming for me, really.
Why did you decide to take this on?
Well, this is something that many people have brought to my attention, both when I was in the legislature and since. You know, this is not your parents' mining. This is not taconite mining. You know, this is something altogether different. And when people told me about it, and then I did some more research, I realized that this sulfide mining and the pollution that would come from it would change the landscape and the water of northeastern Minnesota forever. Really, the track record of these companies are very clear. So it leaves little to doubt what would occur if we started down this road. It's taconite mining. You know, you get taconite, you add water and air, and you get rust, right? It's not all that critical. I mean, I got rust in my water and I drank it. I know we'd like to have less, but, you know, you add water and air to sulfur and you get sulfuric acid, which is battery acid, and it's lethal. So we'd be looking at putting thousands and thousands of tons of this stuff into the watershed, both flowing down to Lake Superior and up to Boundary Waters Canoe Area and Voyageurs National Park. And it just doesn't seem like this is something that Minnesota would want to do. I mean, this is our lifeblood. I mean, they support virtually all the jobs up here on the shore. Why would we want to pollute the water to such an extent where we couldn't use it anymore? That just doesn't make any sense.
What was your reception like in St. Paul then?
Well, it was, you know, there's a great rally there, and all the major media was there. They covered it in all the news stations, the Trib and the Pioneer Press. The funny thing is, you know, the second I get off my dog sled, there's a microphone in my face, and the reporter said, "Your former colleague Tommy Rukavina says it weren't for taconite dollars, you wouldn't be able to get down that long road to your sled dog kennel." And I hadn't been thinking at all, but my first response, and I stick to it, is, well, first off, you can tell my friend Tommy that I have a 3.5 mile private road and we have to pay to plow ourselves. And secondly, this isn't about taconite mining. You know, this is about something altogether different. And I know they'd like to lump that together, but for us, you know, we need to make that distinction, really. But the rally and the reception there was great, and it was good to see a lot of my former colleagues. And but you know what? It was also really nice to get in that truck and drive home and not have to stay there.
So what's next?
The organizing groups are going to get together this week and see, okay, now that we've got some momentum, how do we keep it? We need to keep driving this discussion. And frankly, I'm open to ideas. You know, I think we need to document this trip in some way. There's a lot of video out there. There's a lot of people that wrote about it. I think it'd be good to compile that and make it available to the public. And we'll start to work on those projects. But again, if anybody here who's concerned and interested in this issue, please let me know and we can come up with some ideas how we can continue the momentum here.
We're talking with local musher and former state legislator Frank Moe. He's back from his journey to St. Paul by dog sled in protest of sulfide mining. Anything else you want to add, Frank?
No, I just have to thank WTIP, really, and the local community here for the support on this. You know, it was fun to be on the radio in the morning, just reconnecting to my community and the people that inspired me and supported me to get down there. So thank you all for all the help. I'm going to go back, take a nap.
To learn more about Frank's trip, check out the website at sleddogstosaintpaul.org. Thanks so much for joining us today, Frank. You're
Thanks,
looking
Mark.
Pretty good for all you've done in the last couple of weeks. Thanks a lot.
Take care. Bye.